Lesson 3. Sacraments, Channels of Divine Life. Once Jesus, tired after a long journey, sat by the side of a well. Then, a Samaritan woman came there to draw water. While talking to her, Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." From the book of John, chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. Jesus promises life-giving water to the thirsty. The life-giving water that He promised is the divine life or grace. Those who receive grace become heirs to eternal life. Jesus gives this grace that makes us heirs to eternal life through the church. Haven't you seen the canals through which water is brought from rivers or big ponds to the areas of cultivation? The water that flows through these canals water the plants. They grow and bear fruit. Sacraments are the channels that bring us divine life. These channels flow from Jesus, the source. The Syriac word for sacrament is kudasha. It means sanctifying act. Sacraments sanctify us by forgiving our sins and giving us divine life. Sacraments are the visible symbols instituted by Jesus and administered by the church that purify and empower us by giving us the invisible divine life. The first three sacraments are known as sacraments of initiation. It is through these sacraments that a person enters into relationship with Jesus and the life of the church. Baptism, anointing, holy kurbana, reconciliation, anointing the sick, holy orders, matrimony. At each stage of a person's life, from birth to death, Jesus gives us the grace to grow in divine life and to carry out the several ministries in the church through these sacraments. Receiving these sacraments with due devotion and preparation, let us grow in grace. Let us pray. O Jesus, you who instituted sacraments to make us grow in divine life, enable us to receive these sacraments with proper preparation and devotion. Word of God to remember. Those who drink of water that I will give them will never be thirsty. Book of John, chapter 4, verses 14. Let us read the Word of God with devotion. The Book of John, chapter 4, verses 1 to 15. Activity. Write the missing sacraments in the proper order. Baptism, Holy Kurbana, Anointing the Sick. My decision. I will receive sacraments with proper preparation and due devotion.